On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody out in podcast land, time for what we call Track by Track, where we take an album and compare it to another album track by track. Sometimes it's the same band, sometimes it's similar bands, sometimes it's debut albums. So we just pick the albums that have the same number of tracks and go first track versus first track and see which we like better. Sometimes it's kind of surprising.
I'm ready to go.
All right.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And I don't even know what he's picked this week, so
no,
complete surprise.
I've picked the albums, and I did not tell Mark, so he has no research abilities.
Or clue. So
here we go. And it's really not anything to research. I mean, which song do you like better?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's about it. So the first one, the first track by track, is a couple of Kiss albums. I'm sure you know them. Well, I know you know them, so.
Okay.
The first album is Destroyer.
Ooh.
From 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Love Gun. From 1977.
Ooh, two albums with the same artist doing the covers.
Yeah.
I believe they're the same artist.
I think they are, yeah.
Okay, I like both albums.
Okay, well, let's see which one you like better.
Okay.
So how we do this is the song that we agree on gets a point, and if we differ, neither song gets a point. So we'll see which album ends up with the most points.
Okay.
Okay, so first song on each album, Detroit Rock City versus I Stole Your Love.
Ooh, both great openers. You know, it's too funny because the Pot of Thunder does this little thing where they had those two songs going against each other.
Yeah.
And the people online voted, and I Stole Your Love actually won. But I voted for Detroit Rock City.
I'm going to vote for Detroit Rock City as well. I Stole Your Love, but Detroit Rock City, though, that's a great, great song.
That could be the best Kiss song ever.
Probably. You don't want to vote for I?
I like I, but not over Detroit Rock City.
Of course not.
Yeah, I don't get tired of Detroit Rock City. I get tired of rock and roll all night. But Detroit Rock City, I'm not tired of.
Right, right. Okay, song number two, King of the Nighttime World versus Christine 16.
Both good ones again. I got to go with King of the Nighttime World.
Nope, that is incorrect.
It is?
Christine 16.
Oh, okay.
No, Christine 16 is my vote. I love that song. It was one of my first introductions to Kiss. I had the 45 with Christine 16 and shocked me.
Yeah, I mean, that song would not go over in today's PC climate.
No, it would not.
No, it wouldn't. And you don't like cover songs, and King of the Nighttime World is technically a cover.
Yeah, kind of.
So, well, kind of, sort of. Nobody's ever heard the real version of the first version. So,
right.
Oh, I can live with that. I like both songs. So what are we at? 1-1 right now, aren't we?
Destroyer has one.
Okay.
Love Gun, because we split on the song number two. So.
Okay.
All right, song number three, God of Thunder versus Got Love for Sale.
I like Got Love for Sale.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, moron.
I love God of Thunder.
Okay.
Got Love for Sale just doesn't do anything for me.
Okay. Whoa, no. Whoa, no.
All right, so that's another zero for either album.
Okay, all right.
All right, song number four, Great Expectations versus Shock Me.
Shock Me.
Absolutely.
That one was easy.
Yeah. Yeah, some of these are easy. Others are almost impossible.
But I don't hate Great Expectations. It's not the worst song in the album by Destroyer.
No. No, we're getting to that.
Yes, that's coming up in a couple, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, song number, what are we up to? Five, Flaming Youth versus Tomorrow and Tonight.
Flaming Youth for me, sir.
I'm going with Tomorrow and Tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that song. I know it's a little bit repetitious, but yeah.
Okay, that's okay. I mean, Flaming Youth is one of my favorite songs off of that album.
All right.
But Tomorrow and Tonight is a good one, too. I don't hate that song at all.
All right, the next song. Sweet Pain versus Love Gun.
Super easy for me on this one because I hate Sweet Pain. Hate it. So Love Gun for me, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Love Gun for me as well. So that album gets another point. So right now, Love Gun has two. Destroyer has one.
Surprising so far.
Yeah.
I thought Destroyer would kill it.
Yeah, you would think, but that's the beauty of this kind of contest.
It's a beauty, eh?
Beauty, eh? Y'all dare, hey? Okay, so the next one, Shout It Out Loud versus Hooligan. Won't Go to School Again.
Whoa, I like Hooligan. Sorry.
I like Hooligan as well. I'll go with that one because I don't like the studio version of Shout It Out Loud. I do like the version on Alive 2, but...
I think I'm burned out on Shout It Out Loud. I mean, I like it, but I'm just burned out of it. I got a 35 Chevy on a 55 frame. Can't even spell my name. Dropped out of school when I was 22. I love that.
Nice. Okay, the next song, Beth versus Almost Human. Wow.
Easy for me because I don't love Beth. Almost Human for me.
Almost Human. I'm going to go the same. Beth never really did anything for me. It was just, you know, it's kind of like the Beatles wrote a song for Ringo. Well, here's the one for Peter.
Go out and sing this. And it turned out to be their biggest hit.
Yeah, well, yeah, besides that.
Yeah.
All right, so that's another vote for Love Gun.
So is Love Gun running away with this?
It's 4-1 right now.
Holy smack.
Destroyer will not be able to catch Love Gun. We'll just have to see how much of a landslide we got here.
Wow, okay.
All right, next song. Do You Love Me versus Plaster Caster.
Easy for me. Do You Love Me.
I like that song, too. I know I'm not a big covers guy, but I like that song.
Yeah, okay. So that's another one for Destroyer.
That's one for Destroyer, so that's 4-2 now. And the last song on the album, this is easy for me. Rock and Roll Party versus Then She Kissed Me.
Well, it's super easy. Rock and Roll Party is just noise. It's not even a song. It's just like, it's nothing. So I guess, Then She Kissed Me for me, unless you really hate Then She Kissed Me.
No, I like Then She Kissed Me. I know that's another cover, but I like it.
Oh, I remember I was in Germany. There was a kid. This guy's name is Junior Lewis. And we were listening to this album, and we got to the last song, and he hated Then She Kissed Me so much, he just took his needle and went back and forth so he could never hear that song again. Like, that's kind of brutal. I didn't think it was that bad. It was his copy. It wasn't my copy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what happened
to that
guy.
All right, well, Love Gun, 5-2. Beats Destroyer.
That's very surprising, because if you walked up and asked me, which album you like better, I'd go Destroyer every time.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, you voted for 5 songs on Love Gun.
Yeah, well, if maybe the order was different, it would be, you know, it would change it, but Love Gun wins in this thing we came up with.
Yeah. They had a thing on Volume, on the Volume channel on SiriusXM today, the top 5 disco hits, or top 5 disco songs. And people kept voting for Kiss. They were like, you guys, stop voting for Kiss.
It is a disco song.
It is a disco song. And the thing is, it's just so contrived. I mean, Paul even talks about he studied the other songs at the time. They were 120 beats a minute. They talked about Tonight. So every verse begins with Tonight.
Yep.
And it's just the whole song is so contrived based on what everybody else is doing. So they just jumped right on it. And I just thought, oh, man, how weak is that?
Yeah, well, look at Carmine Appice and Rod Stewart did the same thing with Do You Think I'm Sexy? He's like, hey, let's make a disco hit. They did.
Oh, yeah, they talked about that one, too. It was not Rod Stewart's best foot forward there. But, hey, whatever. Made him some money.
Made a lot of money. Yeah.
All right, so Love Gun is better than Destroyer.
Yeah, according to our game.
It's a bit determined.
God, I hope the Kiss fans don't kill us on that one.
Hey, well, they can do it too.
So, Danny, if I asked you which album you like better, just...
Oh, as a Kiss fan, I'm supposed to say Destroyer, because that's like their best album of all time, right? Or one of them.
Yeah. It's not my favorite, but I like it. It's my top five for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy, no problem.
And Love Gun wouldn't be in my top five.
It probably would be after looking at the song list, but, you know, something that has Plaster Caster on it, though, ugh.
Grab a hold of me faster.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a goofy song. All right.
Yeah.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device on the TuneIn app, or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
Did you see that video? I think it was a Love Gun that was on YouTube or Facebook or something.
Oh, from Barcelona? Wasn't that horrific?
Yeah. Oh, my. What happened?
Yeah, the past 5-6 years, he can't sing.
At all.
At all. Or he tries to talk it.
Yeah.
And I noticed the other guys help him a lot. They sing with him to try to cover. But you know what they should do? Just cut all the Paul songs and do the Gene songs.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You think Paul's going to go out there and just do Gene songs?
He should, because he can't sing his own song.
Well,
or find the songs that don't have a lot of high parts, or tune down or do something, because it's not working.
Or hire another Star Child character and bring him in and...
Yeah, I wouldn't even go see Kiss now. I'd go for free, but I wouldn't pay now, because he just doesn't have it.
No.
Yeah, they're just.
I have no interest in seeing Kiss right now.
Yeah, only for free. Sad, huh?
Yeah, only at a basketball game where he's across the arena.
Hey, Paul, you can't sing anymore.
Hey, Paul, why don't you just like retire?
Yeah, maybe he's just trying to pad his bank account. Yeah, because they're still headlining festivals and they're making their guarantees, but yeah.
Oh man, it was pitiful watching that.
Yeah, find the Paul songs where there's not a lot of high parts. Like forget, take out Love Gun, take out I Was Made for Loving You. Take them out. You can probably get away with Detroit Rock City.
You find it on YouTube and see how it sounds.
Yeah, Shout Out Loud is gang vocals. Because I see Eric Singer singing with Paul quite a bit on the leads.
Right.
Just to help him. Or have Eric sing all the Peter Criss songs. Black Diamond.
Black Diamond, Baby Driver.
Have Tommy sing the A songs and cut all the Paul songs. And you still have a set. You can come up with something.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show can now be found on YouTube, so please search for us and subscribe to the channel.
Okay, boys and girls out there in podcast land, time to do some intellectual poetry, where we read just the lyrics to each other, and you have to guess the artist, then the song of the lyrics that we are blabbing back and forth to each other. This is probably the hardest bit we do, and most of the time we fail miserably, so maybe you guys will do better than we do.
Yeah, we suck at this, because it's very difficult without the melody, just the words. Ugh.
Yeah, so I'm going to start first with my song. And this is an older song, but I'm sure you've heard of it. And I'm sure you've heard it, but you probably haven't heard this in a long time. And we try not to sing it. We try to just say the words so we don't give away the melody, which sometimes is a little difficult.
It is, because you got the melody in your head, but saying the words is tough.
Yeah.
Just try it sometime. Think of your like a song that you know all the words to, and just say the words out loud and try not to sing them. It's hard.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing ever. Okay, you ready for this, Danny?
Yep, bring it on.
Okay. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandma brought me a cute little toy. Silver bells on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling. Any clue?
Is it my ding-a-ling?
It is my ding-a-ling. Can you tell me who did it?
Oh, everybody's done it.
But it was a big hit for one of... If this guy didn't record it, there would be no rock and roll. This guy started it.
Is it Chuck Berry?
It's Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry's last hit was this song, My Ding-a-ling.
All right.
Yeah, you were 6 years old when this came out, so you still remembered it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a popular song back in the day, kind of a novelty song, but
yep. There you go. His last hit, and the guy who gave us rock and roll gave us this piece of crap. My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And if you want, go on YouTube and listen to it. Yeah, it's a goofy-ass song, but Chuck Berry did it, so.
Yeah, made him some cash, or made somebody some cash. Yeah. I know he.
Chuck Berry was a weird dude. Read about him. Woo.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for your intellectual poetry?
Sure. I hope it's a softball like the one I just gave you.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. It's from one of your favorite bands, I'll tell you that. So you should know it right off.
Spandau Ballet.
No! Oh, damn. How'd you know? No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here you go. Baby, I know it's a jungle out there. Well, if you can play it cool, I can play it debonair. You were warm, but there was an inner ice, and it was like rolling dice. Well, I told you once, I told you twice. Hey, listen, babe, there's trouble in paradise. Well, I found a lipstick stain of your kiss. Well, you can sink your teeth into this, bitch.
It sounds so damn familiar. I can't. I said Kiss.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, but I don't know the name of the song yet. Damn it. It sounds like something Gene would write.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. So it's from 1983, if that helps at all.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to skip the chorus, of course.
All right.
Verse 2. Hey, baby, can you pass this quiz? Well, just put your money where your mouth is. You're as sharp as a slap from a lover's hand. Hey, baby, 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 this is all I can stand. You played your hand, and now you lose. Well, listen, bitch, I've got news. Yes, I saw you with another man, and you put me in disgrace. So,
is it Killer?
No.
Damn it. Oh, crap. Is there anything else? Or is it just the chorus left?
There's one more verse.
All right.
No, that's another chorus. So that's it.
Is it War Machine?
Nope.
God, I'm guessing all the Gene songs off of Creatures of the Night. Oh, no, 83 would be Lick It Up.
That is correct.
Not for the Innocent.
Nope.
God, bless America.
You want the chorus?
Sure.
I'm going to dance all over your face. I'm going to dance all over your face.
Is it Dance All Over Your Face?
Yes.
God, I haven't heard.
Way to go.
Wow. I haven't heard that song in ages. I think when I put those songs onto my iPod, I skipped that one.
Right.
Yeah, I probably hadn't heard that in 20 years.
That's a Gene song for sure.
Yeah, not one of his better songs either. God, I can't believe I blew that. I was so familiar, I just could not. I drew a blank. First, I was thinking Creatures of the Night. Oh, no, wrong year. Wow, I'm going to burn my Kiss card. I blew that one.
Yeah, your Kiss Army tattoos now have to be removed.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Kiss fans, don't hate me. That's not one of my favorite songs. Though I bet you there's one nobody says Dance All Over Your Face is one of their... If you like that song, you like Burn, Bitch, Burn, too. Come on.
Exactly.
It's a suck song.